Okay, good morning, good Erev Shabbos. We're here holding my Parshas Ki Sisa, the Sfas Emes Shir Weekly at Atlas Torah. Our learning this month in and outside of the Kol is sponsored by the Melamed family in honor of Eitan Melamed. We appreciate that. And the Shir this morning, throughout the month of Adar, this Shir, the Sfas Emes Shir, is sponsored by Mark Golden. We thank you. And it's sponsored in honor of his father, Arthur Golden, whose yard site was now the 14th of Adar. So we appreciate that as well. And we continue to learn Le'ili Nishmaso. So the Sfas Emes on Parshas Ki Sisa is gevaldik. If you go through all the Sfas Emes, it's really a pleasure. Really, really a pleasure. We're only going to focus really on probably two psukim at most on the whole Parsha, which the Sfas Emes spends a lot of his time talking about. So it's not just us picking that out. But he has so much on Shabbos, on the mitzvah of Shabbos, on the concept of Onik Shabbos, Shmiras Shabbos. This week's parsha is Achas Shev Sosai Tishmoru, so it's really, really kedai to read through the rest of them, even though we're only going to cover just a few pieces from the Sfas Emes. So if you look in the first source, you have the pasuk, V'at Daber El B'nei Yisrael Lemor. Tell the Klal Yisrael, Achas Shev Sosai Tishmoru. Ach means only, rather, right? We'll have to see what the word ach means in a second, because it's a little bit out of context here. Es Shev Sosai Tishmoru, you shall keep my Shabbos. Not really what it says, it really says Shabbos Sos. You shall keep my Shabbos in plural form. And keep is tishmoru a lashon of shmira. Ki osi beini uveinechem. It's a sign. It's a covenant between us, between me, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and you, Klal Yisrael, l'doroseichem forever. Ladas ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. That you should know. That you should process. Understand that I am Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's mekadish you, the one who sanctifies you. So Rashi here comments, aches shabsosai tishmoru. The word ach, Chazal always tell us, usually comes to say it's ach kol achin v'rakin are limute. They always come to exclude something. I mean, when it says ach something, it means to exclude something else. This is true only in a limited scenario. So here, what's the limited scenario? Ach es shabbosai tishmoru. What does it mean to keep Shabbos in a limited sense? If you don't mind just passing back the sheets, two people just came in. Daniel, is it earlier than expected? Amazing. Okay, so it was good timing.
No Peloton.
Okay. So ach es shabbosai tishmoru, so there's a limit. There's some exclusion going on here. They're being mema'e something. What are we excluding? Aches Shabbosai Tishmoru? What do you mean Aches Shabbosai Tishmoru? Keep Shabbos. What's the limited fashion of keeping Shabbos? So Rashi has a somewhat cryptic comment we'll see in a second. Aches Shabbosai Tishmoru. Afal Pisha Tiu Redufim Uzrizim Bezrizim Malacha. What are we working on right now? What's last week's Parsha? Parsha before that? Parsha after this? Working on the Binyan HaMishkan. We're building the Mishkan. So you're going to be all Tavrid, all Asik. You can take a sheet while you're... Why not? All the malacha, all of the work that you're doing in terms of building the Mishkan, you're going to be so into it, and you're going to be so involved in it with so much alacrity that you're going to be want to keep going. Comes Shabbos, you're going to keep working and keep building. No, Shabbos al tidachem epanah. Don't push off Shabbos. You got to keep Shabbos. It's a malacha to build. It's something, the 39 malachas involved in building the Mishkan. You can't do those on Shabbos, even though you're going to be driven to keep going. So, ach es shabbosai tishmoru is saying, kol achin v'rakin mi'utin, what's it coming to exclude? Lema'it Shabbos mimleches ha-mishkan. That's what Rashi says. The puzzle is, ach es shabbosai tishmoru, keep only my Shabbos, only is a limitation. What's it limiting? Saying, only my Shabbos, but don't do malacha, don't do the malacha of the Mishkan on Shabbos. The Ramban says this is problematic, what Rashi is saying. Why? You have the Ramban on the sheet. Because the Ramban says it doesn't make sense. When you say ach is mema'it, rak is mema'it, so it's ach es shabsosa, it has to be mema'it what? It has to limit what? Something within Shabbos. What this pasuk is saying according to Rashi is ach es shabsosa tishmoru, only keep Shabbos, and don't keep doing malacha. So the ach is going back on the previous parsha. The ach is saying a limitation on malacha, keep doing malachas on Mishkan, keep building the Mishkan, except on Shabbos. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, keep Shabbos with some limitation. What's the limitation in Shabbos? That's the Ramban's bothered by in Rashi. So the Sfas Emes, maybe 10 times throughout the Parsha, I gave you only one or two examples here. The Sfas Emes again and again gives such a beautiful, fascinating, amazing yisod over here. He quotes, you have in source number one, Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph, that's 1871. The Sfas Emes quotes his grandfather, the Chiddush HaRim, who says as follows, V'adoni avi zikni moi v'rabi zechit tzatik v'baruch l'chayelam haba amar. He said like this, HaPerish. She'af she'gam ha-mishkan hu inyin ha-shras ha-shechina. What's the goal of building a mishkan? It's to bring the Shechina down. It's to make more sanctity in this world, to bring Kadosh Baruch Hu into our world. V'gam inyin Shabbos hu alios kol ha-nevraim. The goal of Shabbos is also to uplift everything in this world, to bring everything closer to the Shechina, to again sanctify this world. U'memayit ha-kasav she'ein inyin ha-mishkan Shabbos. What the pasuk is telling us that it's only Shabbos on Shabbos. There's two ways, they're related, there's two ways to bring Kedusha into the world, Shabbos and Mishkan that we're talking about right now. On Shabbos, it should be Ach Shabbos. It should be only Shabbos. Don't try to use that other Mekadesh of the Mishkan on Shabbos. Shabbos is only Shabbos. Udvarv tzrichim bir ki eini zocher yoser. Says the Sas Emes, I'll be very honest. I heard this Dvar Torah from my grandfather. I don't remember it so well. So I need to flesh it out. I need to explain it a little more, because what I'm remembering is only half of Dvar Torah over here. So he says a gevaldika thing. He says like this. He says, the whole concept of Shabbos is that we find a way on Shabbos to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a deeper, more intimate, more direct way than we can during the week. And he explains as follows. What the Mishkan is as follows. We have a world in which we live, in which we function. And there's a lot of impediments. There's a lot of barriers between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam that keep us locked out from the Kedusha at all the times they want to access it. Building a Mishkan, what that does for us, is doing the 39 malachas of building a Mishkan, the Sfas Emes explains, it's tearing down those barriers. It's finding a way to implant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to implant Kedusha into our world, into this world, into the Olam Hazeh of our lives. So we do one malacha, two malachas, three malachas, to build a Mishkan, the ultimate product being Hashras HaShchina in this world. That's the goal of the Mishkan. So the Mishkan, and that's compared to the days of the week, the Sfas Emes says, is taking chol, the days of the week, taking the mundane, and trying to implant Kedusha into them. Or, a better way of saying it, is doing malacha, doing work, to peel away all of the layers, all of the barriers that obstruct us from that Kedusha, and try to then gain access to the Kedusha that lies at the surface of the days of the week, of our mundane lives, of the chol, of the chomrius, of this world. Shabbos is completely different, the Sfas Emes says. Shabbos is not a day where you have to peel away layers. Shabbos is a day where it's called Kula Kedusha, or the Sfas Emes says, Kimochim v'Shabbos, Ein Shum Hester v'Chaluda, we'll talk about what that means in a second, Rak Hizgalus Nekud Apnimius. Shabbos is a day where there are no layers. You don't need to build a Mishkan on Shabbos, because Shabbos is all Kedusha. We have unfettered access to Kedusha on Shabbos. So during the week, we have to build a Mishkan. We have to do 39 malachas. We have to work ourselves to find the Kedusha under the surface. But on Shabbos, Ach Es Shabsosai Tishmoru. Don't worry about malacha. Don't build a Mishkan. Don't try to do a Voda to try to find the way to reach a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ach Es Shabsosai Tishmoru. It's already there. Kadosh Baruch Hu is right there, fully present, fully with us, without any hester, without any hiding, without any barriers, without any layers, keeping us from accessing Him with a capital H on the day of Shabbos. And the Sfas Emes compares it to another Ach in the Torah. He says, we have by the Klei Midyan, when we're doing the Hagalas Kalim on Klei Midyan, the Pasuk says, Ach Es HaZahav. The only thing you have to do the Hagalah on is the Zahav, is the gold itself, the Kli itself, the utensil itself. What does that mean? So the Chazal tells us, Shetzrichim Lahavir HaChaluda Kodem HaHagalah. Anyone know what Chaluda means? Rust. You have to clear off the rust from the metal beforehand. Meaning, you should only be doing Hagalah on the metal. You should get rid of all the impediments beforehand. What does Ach mean in that case? What's the Miyat of Ach? What's it limiting? It's saying, when you do Hagalas Kalim, when you cleanse these utensils, remove the impediments first. Shabbos is the same Ach, says the Sfas Emes. It is a Miyat in Shabbos, and it's a Miyat in Mishkan. Because what it's saying is like this, Ach is Shabsosai Tishmora. When it's Shabbos, it's only Shabbos. There's no rust. There's no impediment. There's nothing to clear away. It's pure gold. It's unfettered access to Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, Ach Es Shabsosai Tishmoru. So only focus on that access. Only focus on that relationship. Don't worry about Melechus HaMishkan. It means the same thing. It's a miut. It's a limitation in Shabbos. That Shabbos is Kedusha and only Kedusha. And we don't need the 39 Melechus of Binyan HaMishkan in order to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos. He says it again so many times, but I put for you Tav Resh Mem Hei, 1885. Where the Sfas Emes says just a nice line, Shabbos Kodesh Ein Tzrichim Tefillin, he explains how Tefillin is a way for us to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Os, that deep connection between us personally and Hashem. Kamo Shekasu Chazal, Shehin Atzman Os, they are an Os themselves, Bein Yivein B'nei Yisrael Osi, Perish B'li Shum Emtzayos, that's the Lashon he uses over here, Emtzayos means mediums. You don't need any medium on Shabbos to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't need Tefillin on Shabbos. You don't need certain mitzvahs that take us on the elevator to access HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is the access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no tools that are necessary. There's no malacha that's necessary. There's no emtsa'is. There's no medium that's necessary to get there. Right. through the avoda of it. No, so that we'd have to spend time. So what Mark is just pointing out is that the avoda within the Mishkan is also the access to Kadosh Baruch Hu, not just the building of the Mishkan. That there are multiple ways to approach the question. It would take too long, but part of it might have to do with the Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Truma, where it's clear that the Mishkan was the bringing of the Shechina. The avoda is the reaction to the bringing of the Shechina. It's true. It leads to connection. You're absolutely right. But the avoda of the Mishkan itself was also a connection. It was building the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are also chazals that are important to juxtapose here that we don't really have time to do in terms of the malacha of building the Mishkan was maybe considered the start of the avoda. So the short answer is you're right. The long answer is, but each one has its own level of connection. Okay, in source number two, the Sfas Emes in same Parsha, Tafresh Mem Hey, it's the same. It's like a little bit before in the same paragraph from above. I just quoted a line here because it's beautiful. Ulefia Pashat, he says a simple pshat in these words. This is also gorgeous. Ach. So he said ach means a miyut, right? It means it's limiting something. What's the limitation? Sheyi Hashmir Rak L'Shem Hashem, Shabsosai Dafka. What does the word Shabsosai mean? Right. So we said before plural, but also the key word is what you just said. My. Shabsosai. My Shabbos is. Says the Gabon Shalom like this. When it comes to Friday night and Shabbos day, keep my Shabbos. Keep my Shabbos. Says Sfas Emes, what does it mean, my Shabbos, Hashem's Shabbos? So he explains, it should be a shmira rak l'shem Hashem. A person eats cholent on Shabbos. By the way, a person doesn't go to work on Shabbos. The malachas are also relaxing. It's also enjoyable. We'll get back to that in a second, Blina, there. It's something that can be very enjoyable to a person, and it's supposed to be enjoyable to a person. V'karas ala Shabbos oneg. You're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. Make sure, over the course of Shabbos, that it's ach es shabsosai tishmoru. That it doesn't turn into a geshmaka day of rest for me, Jonah Steinmetz. That it doesn't turn into a geshmaka day off from work. No. It's a day off, which is geshmak for Hashem. This is l'shem shemayim too. Eating the cholent is very geshmak for me. And I'm doing it l'shem shemayim. It's l'chavet Shabbos. It's l'chavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvah of Shabbos. The Peli Yois you have on the bottom of the page over here says, you know, we all have a mitzvah to eat three meals. He refers to a fourth meal, so this is b'chitka. We're not going to talk about that right now. But we all have a mitzvah. We know to eat three meals on Shabbos. Shabbos Yom Hashem, Echlu Hayom. Three yoms in the Gemara and Shabbos tell us that there are three meals we're supposed to eat. Friday night, Shabbos morning, afternoon, and Shabbos early evening before Shkia. Shalosh Edus. Shalosh Seudos. So a person, generally speaking, enjoys eating. They enjoy eating. So each meal is very enjoyable. And the truth is, a person can convince themselves that it's L'Shem Shemayim. But what happens sometimes on a short Shabbos, a person realizes how L'Shem Shemayim was it. What happens on a short Shabbos is you have lunch at 11:30, 12, whatever time in the afternoon, and then it comes time for Shalosh Shudas and the threes, you're not so hungry. I don't know, different people have different stomachs than me. I can only eat one thing at any meal. I have a very small, I don't have a capacity to eat a lot of food. For sure, on an early Shabbos, after I ate lunch, I am not hungry at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It's very, very difficult to try to eat Shalosh Shudas. So what's your response in that scenario? So some people's response is, okay, so I can't eat Shalosh Shudas. I can't do it. Others' response is maybe I'll just like have a piece of fruit. I know there's a day in Shulchan Aruch, the Yibiyotzi with a fruit. Maybe that's legitimate in certain situations. What the Peli Yoi says over here is, in Mekayim Mitzvah Suda Shlishis, if a person is Mekayim the Mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas, Afilu Kishu Saveya, even when he's full, he's not hungry. Ve'eno Taiv Lechol Klal. He doesn't want to eat. He has no desire to eat at all. Zehu Le'edus Al Kishu Ra'iv She'os L'Shem Mitzvah. You know what that says? That says that Friday night was also L'Shem Shemayim. And Shabbos morning was also L'Shem Shemayim. If a person can eat Friday night and Shabbos morning he's hungry, but he just simply cannot stomach any more food when it's Shalosh Shudas time, so it's not a bad person. We're not saying he's a bad person, but how L'Shem Shemayim was the eating beforehand. But if a person shows that even when I'm not hungry, I still eat Suda Shlishis, why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam said to eat Suda Shlishis, because that's the Torah's mitzvah to me, that I have to eat a third meal today. That shows that all of the times that he's eating on Shabbos are really L'Shem Shemayim. It's a beautiful, there's Sefer Noam HaMitzvah, so you turn to page 2, it's the top of the page, where Tali Hertz Kretschmer, I'm not sure how to say his name, pronounce his name, he was from Panovich, meaning Panovich from Lita, Lithuania. I think they say that Rav Shach, when he lived in Panovich, I'm not sure if he was in the yeshiva yet, or he's just, he was definitely Alt Bacher, he's definitely not married yet, but he used to go on maybe Shabbos afternoon or something, or Mincha Meir time, he would hear Shir from this Rav Tali Hertz, the Baal Mechaber, Noam HaMitzvos, he would hear the Shir on this Sefer, Noam HaMitzvos. So he says that about the Sefer, it's a Sefer on Sefer Mitzvos. He said about the Sefer that the Inyani Yiras Shemayim that he gained from the Mechaber when he gave these Shirim still burn in him even in his old age. Lots of Yiras Shemayim that he gained from the Sefer. So he has a beautiful idea over here where he says it's difficult. He says it's one of the most difficult avodas to eat L'Shem Shemayim, to do things that we enjoy for Hashem. It's very, very difficult. So he says, Ha'etza ha'yoser nechona, the advice that you can do for this, she'yomar b'peh, a person should say, verbalize, say out loud, Hine ani ochel l'chavet Shabbos. Before they take a bite, they say, l'chavet Shabbos Kodesh. My father-in-law always starts the meal. He says, l'chavet Shabbos Kodesh. Or if someone else says, l'chavet Shabbos Kodesh, he always responds, no, l'chavet mayim boich. Because the Kotzko Rebbe used to say that people say l'chavet Shabbos Kodesh, but then really they only think l'chavet mayim boich for my own stomach. So we should say l'chavet Shabbos Kodesh, and we should mean l'chavet Shabbos Kodesh. We should mean it also. You can't just say it. The Aza Amira mevatelas ha-machshava she'ina nekiel kolkach. Because saying something, the Gemara says, machshava is oker, dibur is oker machshava. Saying something uproots what you're thinking. So saying l'chavet Shabbos Kodesh can change your mindset. I'm eating l'chavet Shabbos Kodesh now. V'simin l'zeh, he says, beautiful, from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, v'karasa l'shabbos oneg. You have to call Shabbos oneg. What does it mean, call Shabbos oneg? You eat when you have oneg. You don't talk when you have oneg. So the Gemara darshans that to mean kiddush. But he says a beautiful vart over here. He says, kriya bepel l'chavet Shabbos. You have to call Shabbos oneg, meaning you have to say out loud, verbalize, I am doing this for the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos. Say it out loud so that you can feel it, so that you can think it. A beautiful idea. So when we have our oneg Shabbos, it has to be, says the Sfas Emes, ach, es shabsosai tishmoru, sheyashmira rak l'shem Hashem, shabsosai dafka my Shabbos. The truth is, this leads to another very fundamental, very, very, very fundamental point. Yeah.
The saying of it, whatever thought you had about this is delicious chulin.
Right.
Gets
you're able to uplift that machshava to make it more l'shem shemayim. Correct. Okay, a person can't just be misafa l'chutz, he can't just be lip service. He has to think it and feel it, but saying it helps a person feel it. The truth is, it's not what this Sfas Emes is talking about, but it's kedai just to mention because it has a lot of applications. We'll do it by way of another Dvar Torah. The Shem Yishmuel, the Sachat Shav Rebbe, who was the son of the other Sachat Shav Rebbe, the Avni Nezer, so the Shem Yishmuel. So he has Dvar Torah on our Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, again, I didn't look it up recently, but I think it says something along these lines. The Pasuk says, Aches Shabsosai Tishmoru. He asks the same question as the Ramban. What do you mean? It's not a Mir in Shabbos, it's a Mir in Mishkan, like we asked on Rashi before. So he says a beautiful thing. He says that when it comes to Shabbos, people can keep Shabbos in two ways. They can keep Shabbos, like we said before, because it's meaningful to them, it's important to them, or they can keep Shabbos because the Ribbono Shel Olam Shabbos, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu Shabbos. Aches Shabbosai Tishmoru means, not the point about L'shem Shemayim that we're talking about before, but one leads to the other. It means, make sure you're keeping my Shabbos, says Hashem, not your Shabbos. What does it mean, my Shabbos versus your Shabbos? Mashal L'maha Davidomer. Imagine the following case. A person comes Shabbos time, a person knows that it's important to go to shul on Shabbos morning. It is important to go to shul on Shabbos morning. According to the Ramban, it might be a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven on Shabbos more than even during the week. Prima Gadim has a diak like that in the Ramban. Okay, it might be. So he knows it's important to go to shul on Shabbos morning. How's he going to get to shul though? He lives 25-minute walk away. So Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's true that I know that you're not really supposed to drive a car on Shabbos. Okay, crazy example. You're not supposed to drive a car on Shabbos, but I do have to get to shul for Shabbos, so I drive my car to shul on Shabbos. Okay, hopefully none of us can imagine doing that, but the irony is, he's trying to keep Shabbos. By what? By breaking Shabbos. So it's aches shabsosecha tishmaru. It's some perverted form of your Shabbos, but it's not my Shabbos, says Ribbono Shel Olam. A more relatable, hopefully not literally relatable, a person on Shabbos afternoon, Mincha is coming, it's 5 minutes away from Mincha. And as he's about to step out the door from Mincha, the baby spits up all over his jacket, or he spills a glob of cholent on his suit pants. So now a person thinks, I'm going to go to Mincha with a black suit that has a big white, you know, splotch on it. I'm going to go to Mincha with a big cholent stain on my leg. So he tries to flick off the cholent, and he gets off most of it. But there's still, you know, that crusty, whatever, we all know from it. So we still have a little bit of stain left. So what's the kavod Shabbos right now? So he says, it's not kavod Shabbos for me to go to shul with a stained jacket. So what does he do? So he do two things. He takes off the jacket and goes to shul without a jacket. Okay. Or he starts to blot it out with a wipe, with a wet paper towel. So whose Shabbos is he keeping? Whose Shabbos is he keeping? He's trying to be Mechabed Shabbos, but whose Shabbos is he being Mechabed? His own Shabbos, because he decided he doesn't want to go to shul with a dirty jacket. So he goes to shul without a jacket, which is a lack of Kavod Shabbos. Or he goes to shul without a stain because he wanted to get rid of it, but he was Mechal Shabbos by taking off the stain. So if it's not Shabbosai, says the Shem Yishmuel, if a person doesn't have the perspective that it's only my Shabbos, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, keep my Shabbos on my terms, then a person can easily devolve into breaking Shabbos in order to keep Shabbos, which is a crazy set of steps. But there are smaller steps along the way that we all know we take when we try to define Shabbos in our own terms. Says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Aches Shabbosai Tishmor. So I think what the Shem Yishmuel says is like this. What's the most Kaddish thing a person could do? Build a Mishkan. Bring Kaddish Baruch Hu into this world. What's another thing that's super kaddish that he could do? Keep Shabbos. So I have a brilliant idea. You want to double up on Kedusha? Build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Isn't that gevaldik? Says the pasuk, no, that's not my Shabbos. Aches Shabbos Tishmoru. It's not Kedusha when we impose it on Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his definition of what Kedusha is, and he tells us how to do it. Make sure it's Shabsosai, that will prevent Chas V'Shalom perverting the mitzvah of Shabbos and every other mitzvah that the Ribbono Shalom gives us. Skip to source number 4, because I want to mention this before. It's a shorter one, and it's one of my favorite Svasemeshes in the Torah. We might have mentioned the Parshas Re'eh, I don't remember. Svasemesh in our Parsha, the Pasuk says, Shabbos Vayinafash, that there was a rest, and then there was a break, Vayinafash, maybe a breath of you know, fresh air, a sigh of relief. That's what we refer to Shabbos. So on our parsha, the Sazem's comments, Tafresh Lamed Aleph, 1871, Vayinafash, the Chazal tells us, Vay Avda Nefesh. Vayinafash refers to the fact that everyone here knows, the Gemara in Beitza tells us, the Gemara in Beitza is very, very interesting, by the way. A person gets an Asham Yaseira when? That's not what the Gemara says. When? Erev Shabbos. Yeah. It's very interesting to think about. The word Erev means night. The word Erev also comes from the Shorash of Ta'aroves, a mixture, which is relevant every single case, but specifically in this case, Friday afternoon it's neither here nor there. It's not quite a weekday, and it's not quite Shabbos yet. It's an Erev Shabbos. It's a Ta'aroves. There's a little bit of Shabbos mixed in already. One way you see that is the Gemara in Beitza tells us that the Nesham Yaseir already comes from Erev Shabbos. It's an important thing to realize as you're sitting, Erev Shabbos getting closer to Shabbos. But, so, what happens after Shabbos, when we smell the B'Sam, as we know, traditionally? We lose the Nesham Yisera. It comes only for Shabbos. So Vai Av the Nefesh. Vai means it krechts, right? You're upset because of the Nefesh, because the Nesham Yisera is leaving. Umakshin, what do they ask? Ki inyan Vai Nefesh Shaykh Motzei Shabbos. When does the Vai Nefesh happen? When do we lose the Nesham Yisera? Motzei Shabbos. So why do we refer to the start of Shabbos as Vai Nefesh? I mean, think about what we say it on Friday night, right? Before, if you say it, before Shemana Esrei. Vai Nefesh. Shabbos Vai Nefesh. The pasuk refers to it as the resting going into Shabbos, but Vayinafesh is referring to the fact that we lose the Nesham Yisera after Shabbos. So why would we talk about the beginning of Shabbos about the after Shabbos? You hear the question? So this is amazing. B'shem Baal Shem Tov, Kasvu, Ki Nichtav Zeh B'Shabbos. It says about the beginning of Shabbos, Vayav the Nefesh, She'al Yedei She'yodim Zeh B'Shabbos. If you internalize and realize on Shabbos, Ki B'chol Nital Zeh, that you're going to lose your Neshama after Shabbos, the Nesham Yisera, Mishamrim Yoser Yom Shabbos Shalolelech Batal Be'es Mitzvah Nesham Yisera Hamisayes La'avodaso Yisbarech. The Baal Shem said amazing. If a person has an appreciation that after Shabbos the Nesham Yisera is going to go, what's he going to take advantage of over Shabbos? Then the Nesham Yisera is going to lose. If he doesn't realize until Matzei Shabbos that he's losing it, so he's just going to waste his time. But if at the beginning of Shabbos we tell him, by the way, you're about to get a Nesham Yisera, and guess what? You only get 25 hours of this precious Nesham Yisera, he's going to take a lot more advantage of all the moments of his day to fill it with Kedusha and mitzvos of Shabbos Kodesh. If a person has that appreciation from the beginning of a Shabbos, Vayinafash, Vayav the Nefesh, it gives him a perspective on how to use that Nefesh, that Nesham Yisera, the rest of Shabbos. One comment related, just because it's hard not to mention, so we're talking about a Nesham Yisera. The Nesham Yisera means it's a superfluous, a second, an extra Neshama. There's also a Neshama that we have, which is our life force. And as our community, unfortunately, was tragically reminded, everyone more poignantly or less poignantly, depending on how close you are with Chaim, so you realize that the neshama, the basic neshama that we have also, is something which we have, and it's something that's taken away. And it's taken away, it's not a multiple choice, you don't get to choose when, and you don't get to choose how, but it's taken away, and it's something that the community saw in a very tragic way, and there's no one qualified to offer neshama, and there's no one qualified, Chas V'Shalom, to answer questions about it. There are questions of takeaways and what we're supposed to learn from scenarios. There's no wrong answers to that question. That's the hakdam I would give. There's no wrong answers to that question. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer, though, either. So one takeaway that a person can take from such a tragedy is Vay Av the Nefesh. So on Shabbos, Chach, we're blessed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us on Matzei Shabbos you're going to lose the Nesham Yisera. And then we're told, we're forewarned, and we know to take advantage of it throughout those 25 hours. The Neshama that's not Yisera, the Neshama that we have that powers our life every single day, there's no warning. There's no chazaka. It's very tenuous. I don't know about you, but I have felt my heart beating a lot more times over the last 36 hours than usual. It's tenuous. It's in the balance. It's not something we want to learn a message about, but it's something we do have to notice when it happens. So poignantly, we have to notice it. There's a vay av the nefesh that we're supposed to operate with every single day. And if there's a message, there's a million messages. But if there's one message we can take, it's to take advantage of the seconds that we have with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, with our families, that our families have with us, to take advantage of the time, and to realize that knowing that message in advance, like the Sfas Emes told us about vay av the nefesh and the Nesham Yisera, so knowing in advance that life is tenuous and it hangs in the balance all the time, so that should motivate us to take advantage of the moments that we have of our neshama, to use it for Kedusha, to be Shomer Shabbos, and to be Shomer during the week as well, all of Torah Mitzvos. And B'siyat Dishmaya, for that, it should be an aliyah for the neshama of Chaim, but it should be an aliyah for the neshama of all of us in this world and the next world. Everyone should have a comfortable, peaceful, and happy Shabbos. Amen.